All right, if I can have your attention, we'll get started today. It is a different type of chapel today. We're not going to have anything except a time together to reflect and pray. We're going to use a psalm to guide us through that, as you'll see in a few moments, and a few different people are going to read through different sections of the psalm, give you an opportunity to reflect on that portion of the psalm in a certain way in your own prayer silently. And then they will voice the prayer, and then we'll move on to the next section. And that's all we're going to do today. It's just a time to pray together before the Lord. So as we prepare for that, I want to incline your mind in a few directions so that when we get to each section of the psalm, you will already have thought through a few of the ideas that go with these important concepts of our relationship with God. So number one, Thanksgiving. So let me get one or two or three of you to respond to this, not all at the same time. You'll just have to shout it out through your mask or your whatever, hopefully not too long. Those will be gone. To give thanks. So it would be like this. I just want two or three of you to respond right now. Raise your hand, get my attention or something, and just say it, or just say it out loud. Today, I am thankful for blank. And then there's a word or a little phrase that would cover it. I am thankful for blank. And this is to help all of us get our minds into the direction of thinking, yeah, we should be thankful for different things today. So what would you give thanks for today? Today, I'm thankful for blank. Somebody. Good. Thankful for the holiness of God. Patrick? People who advocate for life. Thankful for those who advocate for life. Amen. Did I see a hand over here? Nope. I'm an auctioneer. There was movement. Dr. Larson? Did you say merciful? That God is merciful. Amen. And we could go on. Yes, sir. I'll do one more. Thankful to experience God's love. Amen. Perfect. That's all we're looking for, just that kind of idea. All right. Next. Right now, in what area of life, this is not quite as positive, do we have a need? We know there is need. We are weak. We are needy. In what way? In what area of life do you know we have need, or you have need? I need blank. What would it be? Or we need what? What would you put in the blank? Humility. Amen. Thank you. Compassion. We need more compassion. Amen. Anybody else? We need more of Christ, just straight up. Did I hear you right? Thank you. All right, and then, where have we, and this is you or us together, where have we or should we have seen God's power today? So this might take a phrase, but where should we have noticed, or have you actually seen God's power today? Yes, sir. I just did not quite hear, and I'm sorry. Perfect. Amen. So in the protection he provided to get us here. And I'm just going to give the flip side of that, in the rain that he provided. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. We have seen God's power to change lives. Amen. One more? Yes. Just that the world is in orbit. Amen. Thank you. All right, good. Then last, I'm going to ask you to think through, just before we begin praying, to think through your own testimony of salvation. When did the Lord do what we were just describing? When did He change your life? When I was 9 years old, I knew I was going to go to hell. I know that's not the only reason to get saved, but as my friends say, it's not a bad one. But at nine, I knew that truth, and I sincerely prayed and begged God to save me in Jesus, and He did. And when I was 16 and I was not really living out my Christianity, He knocked me down again and got my attention and turned me around and called me to preach and completely changed everything about my life. And over again, when I have obeyed, I have known that I'm walking with Him. It's been obvious that He had direction for my life and was always going to be with me. And when I have disobeyed, it has been obvious that He is never going to leave me alone, that He is always going to knock me down again and turn me around and treat me like His child. And I'm grateful for that. The Lord's been faithful, not only to save me, but to keep me and to set me apart for Him. The only hard part is, you know, I'm 57 years old and He just keeps beating me about the head and neck and showing me things that need to be changed. And that's really glorious that He would not give up on us. So that's my testimony. I just want you to think about yours for a second, and in a moment you'll have time to do that as we pray, okay? All right, so we're going to begin now. This will be, our goal is not, so I just want you to be attentive to the fact we're not trying to make this a certain length. So I expect this to take about 15 minutes. It might take a little more. It might take a little less. I don't know. But let's just forget the clock for a minute and let's focus on this psalm and on praying. So I'm going to read you the first section of the psalm, and I want you to, as I finish reading it, I'll give you about a minute or so, and we will just reflect on confession. Confession to God, opening the prayer with confession. And then I'll voice that prayer, and then the next person will come. In You, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In Your righteousness, deliver me. Incline Your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. Because You are my rock and my fortress, and for Your name's sake, You lead me and guide me. You take me out of the net they have hidden for me. You are my refuge. Into Your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Let's reflect on that for a moment in prayer. Father, we do seek our refuge in You. We know we need to be delivered. You have saved us in Your Son's blood. You have given us life in His resurrection. And yet, we know every day, if we confess, You are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. And so we confess where we have sinned, where we have failed to do what You have commissioned us to do, where we have closed our eyes to the people who are around us, where we have ignored the lives that we talked about a moment ago. Lord, we confess and we ask You to search out those parts of our hearts that we keep hidden, that we don't want to give up. We do want to give them up today. We confess to You our sins, our failures, our weaknesses, our desperate need for You. So please rush in and deliver us, as You always do, as You've always promised. Make us holy to You instead. We pray that in Jesus' name.
A Psalm of Thanksgiving. I hate those who pay regard to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul, and you have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place. Let us pause and reflect. Lord, we thank you for your steadfast love and your constant presence in our lives. We thank you for your holiness and to be able to experience your love and goodness. I pray that we can continue to lift you up and praise you when the weight of this world crashes down on us. I pray that we can continue to give you thanks when everything around us is not okay. Thank you for seeing us and knowing the cries of our hearts, the despair of our soul, Lord. And thank you for protecting us and guiding us from the hands of the enemy. For we all have many different enemies, God, but thank you for your protection. Thank you for your guidance and your grace and your mercy. Amen.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also. For my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. Because of all my adversaries, I have become a reproach, especially to my neighbors, and an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I have been forgotten, like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. For I hear the whispering of many, terror on every side, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. Let's reflect on our need. There are so many reasons I am in need. We are in need. We ask you to be gracious to us, Lord. We are in need because the world is broken. With that brokenness comes health issues, sorrow, broken hearts. We need your grace for these things, Lord. With a broken world comes iniquity, our own, my own. I'm in distress because of my iniquity, and I need your grace. As believers, we have adversaries. We need your grace for them as well. We need to surprise them with love. Sometimes it feels as if we've been forgotten. It felt like that for you too. Show us your grace in those moments and remind us that we can be forgotten because you remember us. And when we feel that people are against us and plotting to make things difficult for us or to even take our life, I pray, Lord, that we will have the attitude that you did on the cross and pour out our lives for others. Be gracious to us, Lord, for we need you.
God's power and his faithfulness. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I call upon you. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them go silently to Sheol. Let the lying lips be mute, which speaks insolently against the righteous in pride and contempt. Oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you and worked for those who take refuge in you, in the sight of the children of mankind. In the cover of your presence you hide them. From the plot of men you store them in the shelter from the strife of tongues. Let's reflect on God's righteousness and his faithfulness, his power and his faithfulness. And so, Father, after reading and reflecting on Psalm 31, we, as your people, say that we confidently trust you. We trust you because you are trustworthy. Your word is true, and you are faithful to your promises. You have promised that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The fact that we are gathering in this way is evidence of that promise. You have promised that you will supply all our needs according to your riches in Christ. And when we look back at our lives, we see your hand of provision sustaining us day by day. Through your Son, you promise that we will face hardship, and we have, but you have always been with us, and you have given us your Spirit to comfort us and to strengthen us. We know that you are not slow in your promise to return, but you are patient. You are so patient, not wishing that anyone should perish, but that everyone would come to repentance. This morning, we declare that you are our God. Please remove any idols among us. And we know this morning, because of your sovereign grace, that you have chosen us as your people, your treasured possession, your kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Our time is in your hand, and we know that you know what tomorrow brings. You rescue your people from our enemies, and our enemies are sin, death, and the devil, through the work and the person of your Son. We know that you have blessed us and you have kept us. You have shone your face upon us, and you have always been gracious to us. And in your Son, you have given us peace. You made peace with us. We know that we will never be put to shame because we have you as our God, and we can call upon you, and you listen to your people. You have listened to your people for thousands and thousands of years. But the wicked does not have that confidence. They will be put to shame. They will go silently to everlasting condemnation, and their lips will be muted forever. But until that day comes, please help us, your people, to be the light in the darkness. Let us be your hands and feet to them. Please help us not to condemn them, but to pray for them, just like those who have come before us have prayed for us. Lord, we agree with the psalmist that your goodness is abundant because we have experienced it, and yet it does not come close to what is waiting for us on the new earth. But until that day comes, we take refuge in you, knowing that you have begun this good work in us, and it is you that will carry it unto completion until the day of Jesus Christ.
Our deliverance and testimony. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me. When I was in a besieged city, I had said in my alarm, I am cut off from your sight. But you heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help. Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts in pride. Let us pause and reflect. Lord, we come before you just to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, first for your steadfast love that you show to us. A love that we're not deserving of, but you love us so much. And we know that you love us so much because you sent your Son Jesus to die for us so that we may be free from the guilt, penalties, and part and power of sin. And then, Lord, we thank you for hearing our cries when we're in need, for hearing our voice, And Lord, we live in such a loud world full of all kinds of noises, but Lord, you're still able to hear every single one of our voices. No matter what time of the day or no matter where, we thank you, Lord, for just answering our cries, for hearing our cries, and for answering our prayers. And then, Lord, we thank you for preserving us. And Lord, you're so faithful. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to be faithful, because you're always faithful. You always keep your promises. And Lord, we live in a world that is so broken. And that, Lord, if any time we need a promise kept, we need it from you, Lord, all the promises that you've already promised. And then, Lord, we thank you for reminding us, warning us, teaching us to not live in sin, to not go to a place and position of pride. So, Lord, we humble ourselves. We humble ourselves before you because you are great and worthy to be praised. And it's in your name we ask it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've heard that what we're praying through is the 31st Psalm. There's only one verse left. Before I read that verse for you as our benediction today to conclude, I want to make sure you hear what the psalm led us through and what our prayers were leading us through. We are sinners, and God's response to that is to give us unbounded lists of things to give him thanks for. We are dust, and yet God has power and has given us power to stand up and walk in his will and follow him. And because of that, we have a testimony of his loving kindness in our lives. So if you'll join me standing, I'll dismiss you with this word of benediction, the last verse of Psalm 31, if you want to go and read this psalm on your own later. The last verse says this, and with it you're dismissed. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Amen.